you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, July 23rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LA County public health officials say about 20% of new COVID-19 infections last month were among the fully vaccinated. That does not mean the vaccine failed. It didn't. If you're fully vaccinated and you still get infected, your case will almost certainly be mild and maybe barely noticeable. But you might still infect someone who is not vaccinated and who might end up with a severe case of COVID-19. Here's LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
While vaccinated people can be reassured about the protection the vaccine gives you from severe COVID disease, we cannot yet reassure you that given the proliferation of the Delta variant, the vaccine protects you from infecting another person.
That's why LA County reinstated its indoor face mask order and included vaccinated Angelenos in it, just to make sure transmission was as low as possible. In LA County, there are about 650 COVID-19 patients in hospitals, triple the number from a month ago. The overwhelming number of those patients are unvaccinated. The Olympics are now underway in Tokyo. One sport, though, with a loyal local and international following but still not in the Olympics is freediving. It's where a diver swims as deep down into the ocean as possible. This week, a Torrance man broke an American national record at freediving competition in the Bahamas. Lance Davis swam down to 74 meters. That's about 242 feet, using only his arms and legs, no fins, and with only a single breath of air. Lance is a full-time diving and spearfishing instructor, and he trains year-round in the cold and murky waters of the South Bay.
I think it makes for strength and adaptability because the conditions are a little bit rough and everything. I do feel like a lot of times these sort of paradise locations I can go to, and I come here with usually like pretty good confidence and stamina from the time in SoCal.
That's free diver Lance Davis of Torrance. Now, to give you some idea, the ocean water temperature in the Bahamas runs between 80 and 90 degrees. The ocean water here in Southern California, that maxes out at 70 degrees, and it can get as low as 50. Well, it's been a full week since the beaches from Doc Weiler to El Segundo reopened after that 17-million-gallon raw sewage spill from the Hyperion Water Reclamation Plant near LAX. The bacteria levels are down, but complaints about the lingering smell are up.
The water is untreated, and it completely flooded the plant. And so as we clean that up, there is some remnant smell.
That's Elena Stern at the L.A. City Public Works. She says the city of L.A. is offering to reimburse El Segundo households that buy air conditioning units so they can close their windows and still stay cool. The city will also cover the cost of a hotel stay plus meals through next Thursday.
We take our relationship with our neighbors very seriously, and we're committed to making their lives as easy and healthy as possible. So the city taking this action is really the right thing to do.
You can get more details, including a map of the area where the reimbursement offer is good, at this website, lacitysan.org, lacitysan.org. The Long Beach Convention Center shelter for migrant children who arrived alone at the U.S.-Mexico border closed today, a week ahead of schedule. The city of Long Beach says that shelter cared for 1,583 children, primarily young girls, during the 3 months it was open. Their average stay, 19 days. Long Beach says all the children have since been placed with families or sponsors in the U.S. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services ran that shelter. It's also operating another shelter at Fairplex in Pomona. Pasadena is writing up a strict COVID-19 vaccination policy for city workers. Mayor Victor Gordo is calling on L.A. County and all 88 cities in the county to do the same. Details from KPCC's John Raby.
The Pasadena policy, which has not yet been formally enacted, would require all 2,000 of the city's employees to be vaccinated, with some exemptions. And in a statement, Gordo said policies like this are essential for maintaining the health of municipal workers and members of the public who interact with them, because residents have no choice but to rely on city services like police, fire, and code enforcement. Gordo says he hopes Pasadena's example will also encourage private employers to adopt similar policies because, quote, vaccination is the one tool we know works. I'm John Raby.
Low 80s this afternoon in the L.A. Basin in Orange County, mostly upper 80s in the valleys, low 90s in the Inland Empire, and a chance of thunderstorms Sunday night and Monday. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.